Welcome to Sensual Secrets, where we talk about how you can live in pleasure by embracing your feminine energy, finding and nurturing a deeply loving relationship, and growing into the best version of yourself. My name is Lieke Seeles, and I will be your host, guiding you on this intimate journey of self-discovery. I hope you really enjoy, and please subscribe. It would mean so much to me. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to a new episode of Sensual Secrets. And today I want to talk about having compassion for yourself versus getting out of a victim mindset and taking action. And so, when you feel low or insecure, it's important to accept that part of yourself and to treat it with love. But at the same time, you don't want to give it too much space to take over completely and lower your self-esteem or your vibration while you are okay with that and you're holding space for these thoughts, these behaviors, and treating it only with compassion and accepting that it's there. I think it's important to love all parts of ourselves, and there will always be some deep hurts that might be intrinsic to us, like not feeling good enough or the feeling like we don't belong or not feeling worthy. And we can only accept or embrace these parts with loving awareness. No matter how much we work on ourselves, they can still pop up in deeper layers. However, while embracing all of you with love and compassion, it's important that we don't get stuck in a victim mentality and let these beliefs take over our lives and influence our whole energy, but just holding space for them to stick around or to take over our consciousness. I was talking about this with a friend today, and she said that sometimes she feels as if she's crazy because some days she will feel so sexy and empowered and on top of the world, but on other days, she can feel so low and be so incredibly tough on herself and making herself feel even worse by talking herself down. And I think we can all relate with that and remember some instances, or many, in which we are beating ourselves down for no sound reason. And those moments that we are being our own worst critic and getting stuck in this negative loop of thoughts. What has helped me a lot in this regard is to split up different perspectives between two energies that are inside of me. So knowing that I'm not going crazy, I'm just embodying different parts of myself. That means that I often see a difference in myself between my higher self and my lower self, with my higher self being my soul, my authentic expression, a conscious being who is my real self, which guides me towards self-growth, towards the light, and with what or with who I connect through, connecting with my heart. So in my higher self, I'm expressing myself in a way in who I am, in what I embody, for the reason that I came here to this earth in this lifetime. In other words, my higher self is my greatest potential. And to embody my higher self and to live in that, I need to let go of any blockages, any patterns that are blocking my authentic expression, any limiting beliefs created by the lower self. And the lower self, or the ego self, is our personality, which contains the conscious and unconscious, unhealed parts of us, or in a way, are dysfunctional parts, literally the parts that hold me back, the patterns, the beliefs that block me from flowing freely and being my most joyous and happy self, the parts that block my true potential or that block the free flow of love and faith, that block me from opening up and receiving love or giving love. My lower self contains all of the worst ways that I can think or act or respond and relate to the world around me. But so when I am more aware of these two different parts in me, these two different energies or embodiments, and I know that I intentionally want to embody my higher self and move towards my true potential, I can become aware of when which one is being the captain of me as a whole, and then switch over the balance to take charge with my higher self again. For example, when I'm being tough on myself, I'm talking down on myself, I'm saying that I'm not good enough, that I'm not pretty enough, and that I'm not skinny enough, that I'm not disciplined enough, and so on and on and on. And I'm sure that you can fill in for yourself whatever silly things that you sometimes think or say out loud about yourself. So when that occurs, I practice to become more aware of the fact that my lower self is in charge, and I shine light on it with my higher self by acknowledging it and just by calling my lower self out and saying, stop, I see you, I hear you. What are you doing? This is bullshit. What are you even saying? It truly doesn't make any sense when you look at it from a distance. And what always helps me is to use some humor, to laugh about it, to see the silliness in it. Because in this way, the lower self loses power over me, and I can take up more and more space with my higher self. And so the higher self catches the lower self in action and takes back control of the ship until eventually there isn't anything left of the lower self. There's just no space for it, since I'm continuously taking up space with my higher self, and I'm practically living in my higher self all of the time. And then when I'm having a tough moment or insecurities come up, I've become so skilled at switching into my higher self again and taking back control, taking away power from these negative beliefs or things that I'm saying to myself. And through this practice, I've learned to do this faster and more efficient, so that my lower self or all of its behaviors or thinking doesn't even get the chance anymore to bring me down. And so I'm not wasting my energy any longer in going into this deep rabbit hole of negativity, of negative self-talk, of lowering my self-esteem, or just not giving myself any love. And so by applying this, you practice to constantly stay in higher vibration. So it's really important to find this balance between having self-compassion and accepting all of you with love, but then as well taking action to not get stuck in a victim mentality. Because sometimes you just need to be harder on yourself, step into your masculine and simply say that it's enough. Stop it. No more. It ends here. I'm not taking it anymore. I'm taking action in this moment, right here and right now, to change this pattern of my lower self bringing me down. And when you do this for yourself over and over, it is so empowering. And as you practice this, you'll notice that you build momentum and you move into an upward spiral. You create a cycle of success. You'll feel more and more powerful. And you'll feel more and more joyous and happy as you're living more and more in your higher self, connected to your soul's purpose, to your highest potential. And you are growing into a better version of yourself while loving all of the parts that are still unhealed. And I'll leave it at that. Have a beautiful day.